Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
That was real loud.
And we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Gentlemen, here's what we will not do today. Talk about the San Francisco Giants in any way. Because that is useless. Yeah. I've realized this.
That's why I'm supporting the Giants cap today.
Respect. Respect all around.
Shout out to everybody rocking with us on the Roto Experts podcast.
By the way, Jake just coughed, and he dabbed while he coughed.
I didn't realize that.
You
know, when Jake has a nasal thing, he dabs.
I take my headset away from my mouth, and I cough into my arm to try and prevent it.
I sneeze in my arm also, but you really dab.
Well, that's because I have to take the headset off. Like I said, this is what I do.
Look at that.
That's like Cam Newton right there.
That's Cam Newton right there. How about that?
Trust me, that's not what I'm doing. I'm not a Cam Newton fan. I got to take the headset away from – like, it's just more efficient because here, you can see the box. I'd have to yank this cord out so you can't hear me. There's no mute button.
Yeah.
There's no cough button.
Yeah, no. I got the box too.
Yeah. All right. How's everything going? This is your last show of the week, Corey.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Matt, this is your last show of the week. How about that?
How about that? I'm on Twitter right now, and God's Plan is the number one trend. But apparently, in the video for God's Plan, Drake went to Dade County and gave out real money to people in Dade County. As a matter of fact, he gave his one girl a $50,000 scholarship to the University of Miami.
$50,000?
$50,000. So everybody's talking about this video. So shout out to Drake for doing that.
Nice job by Drake.
Yeah, look at this. He's signing it right here.
That's a real nice job by Drake. How about that?
Give people money. In real life.
Is that his new favorite team?
Well, listen. Dude just donated $50,000. I can't bash him today.
Yeah.
No. But you still have fun.
Yeah.
This is where he gave this girl right here a $50,000 check to go to University of Miami.
That's fantastic. Cool. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's really good stuff.
Turnover chain. You can buy one with that $50,000.
So on the program today, as I said, there's no San Francisco Giants talk or anything like that because that's a disaster. And I realize that. And Corey, the only way I can improve is to recognize my faults and get better. You know.
Yeah, no, you do a fantastic job.
You know what? Yesterday I didn't do a fantastic job, so I want to be better.
Uh-huh.
I want to be better. So today, if you read the description on YouTube, there's no baseball. That's just not realistic. And I understand. You know,
if we're going to do this for the whole 40 minutes, I need y'all to roll with me. Well, you don't have to roll with me. You can be against me, but what I understand is, like, y'all just can't be silent on this one.
I'm going to talk about Jason Vargas probably at the BFFs. I can't believe the Mets gave him $16 million. It's the most Mets thing ever.
Two years,
$16 million.
Look at all the money the Mets have spent, and they could have used it on Mike Moustakas.
Correct.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Or hell, you know what, if they actually would use some money, Lance Lynn's still out there, Alex Cobb is still out there. This will be the end of it because you said you're going to talk about it, Greg, but this has to be kind of telling on the whole Mats and Wheeler situation with their injuries.
I guess so.
Well, Wheeler's injecting himself in the stomach, right?
We're probably not really going to talk about it, but I didn't think Corey wanted to talk about it, so I wanted to move on.
Jason Vargas?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't understand why the Mets did that.
$16 million! I don't understand!
No. It's $8 million a year. You double it up, $16 million for 1 year for Alex Cobb for a prove it I'm healthy
deal. Right, right. And then you can offer him a qualifying offer.
Well, Alex Cobb turned down a lot of money from the Cubs. I can't believe he's turned down that deal.
No, he's got multiple years.
Yeah, he got multiple years at like a crazy price. I was like, why? They say he wants like $20 million a year. Is he kidding me? Is he kidding me? He does not deserve
Alex
$20
million. Cobb's out of his damn mind.
Yeah, he turned Martin down a nice like 3-year deal from the Cubs.
Well, this is what happens when you do that. All right.
Go teach your kids to play baseball.
Throw lefty. Just throw lefty. No matter what you do, do it lefty.
Just be good enough to make the majors at this point. It doesn't even matter what you do at this point. You can be the 25th man utility player on the bench. You're making millions. Good for you.
All right, Corey. What do you think about what's going on in your life?
There's a lot of things going on in the fantasy executive world right now, but I'm hanging. I'm doing pretty well and stuff like that. But towards like the end of the day yesterday, this Black Panther movie is coming out, getting ready. Well, it came out last night,
so
right?
Black Panther came out last night, and so I'm scrolling through my Twitter timeline and like websites that I check and stuff. I was like, there's a lot of talk about this Marvel movie. This is just me, right? Like it's a Marvel movie. I'm seeing so much talk about Black Panther, and I'm like, all right, great. It's like another great Marvel movie. Like, fantastic. But like, you know my feeling. Like, unlike Jake, I don't see any of these movies anymore. Iron Man, Captain America, Thor. I don't see any of them because they're all the same movie to me. I'm not a comic book guy. They're all the same movie, right? Hero, you meet the hero. Hero goes in distress. Hero wins. Movie over.
Save the world.
Yeah, I thought Wonder Woman was disappointing. I thought I was Justice League.
Wow.
Was
same movie. Every movie is the same damn movie.
Wonder Woman was great.
It can't even stand next to Atomic Blonde.
Atomic Blonde was awesome.
Thank you.
You mean the John Wick ripoff? Yeah,
that's right. But did you see Atomic Blonde? That you keep calling it the John Wick?
I don't need to see it.
It was awesome.
At least watch it. At least watch
it. How do you want a ripoff
and tell me you didn't enjoy that movie?
Because I've seen enough.
I've seen John Wick. I've seen John Wick. It's much better than John Wick.
There you go.
I don't care if it's better. I'm just saying, from the argument from before where Greg's saying it's the same movie, all I'm saying is the same premise.
Was the same premise?
It's the same premise in all these Marvel movies.
You're right. You're damn right. So why do you see all these superhero movies?
No, I'm agreeing with you. My point was you can't separate it. You're just like you're going on and on about it.
But I was never thinking when I was watching that movie that John Wick never popped into my mind. Never once.
The first thing I saw from the very first trailer.
I loved it. I loved it. I thought it was awesome. It really was.
That should be franchise.
We'll get more guys to watch John Wick by using a hot girl who sluts it up. Awesome.
She didn't slut it up.
Oh, come on, yo.
Okay.
You didn't see the movie.
She was an awesome friend.
How do you know she slut it up?
Yeah, she was.
Because I know what was in the movie. I'm not stupid. I'm not living under my couch.
Wait. she didn't slut it up in the movie, did she?
I don't think so.
Yes, she did.
What did she do?
She hooked up with the girl.
But
that was part of her being a spy.
Yeah, that was one thing.
You can't say that.
That was literally one thing, Jake. She wasn't like sleeping around the whole movie.
That's not a negative to that movie at all. I'm just going to be honest with you.
No, that was actually awesome.
Yeah, that was
great. All right, so anyway, so that was my feeling when I saw all this stuff about Black Panther. And then, so, let me be honest with you, I got to admit something here.
Yeah.
So, Judy or Judy's family, whatever, for some reason Time Magazine gets delivered to my apartment.
Yeah.
All right?
Why?
This is what I was saying. I don't know why.
As a Time employee, Greg, I'm glad to hear that Judy is a parent subscribed to Time Magazine.
Did you never sign up for it?
I never said, no, of course not.
So Judy works for Time? That makes sense.
No, she does not work for Time, but we get Time.
I've been getting Men's Health for the last 5 years, and I never signed up for
it. We get Time Magazine, and then this week it comes.
Thank you, Greg, for being a Time Magazine
Hopefully the money
subscriber.
Goes in your pocket.
Hopefully it does.
And then.
Soon.
And on the cover of this week's Time Magazine.
Going checking the bank account.
Is this dude from Black Panther. I'm like, what is the big deal about this? I don't understand. So, Corey, help me understand what is the big deal about this.
So, obviously, this is a movie, Marvel movie. These Marvel movies do big numbers and stuff like that. So, the thing about this movie is the character is a black superhero. You know what I'm saying? I kind of felt like we did this on Netflix with Nick with Luke Cage, whatever. That one, I got into it a little bit, but then the storyline got dry towards the end of it. But as I was walking from my old neighborhood the other day, I got 3/4 of the way down the block. This is a side story. And I'm like, you can see the production set and stuff like that. And the dude came and he stopped me. And I said, we're filming. He said, we're filming over here. I'm like, well, you couldn't wait till I get 3/4 of the way down the block.
I've been that guy before. So.
Yeah. So he's like, man, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I'm like, but I'm almost. He's like, if you don't live on this block, you got to really turn around and go 75% that way and then go around. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I asked the dude, I said, well, what's filming over here? And he was like, Luke Cage. So I'm like, okay, I'm glad they're bringing it back. And then they was filming Luke Cage on my block 2 days ago. I didn't actually see Luke Cage. So the black superhero thing obviously is a big deal. Like, but I'm like, how much of a big deal is it, like, really? So the commentary, it started yesterday. Everybody's talking about this movie.
Everybody.
Now, if you're a kid, I can kind of see the excitement and stuff like that. It's probably a seminal moment in your development or youth or something like that. Everybody's talking about it. I text my kids this morning, and they was Jaden didn't even respond.
He was playing video games.
Yeah, he was playing video games at 8 o'clock in the morning. He didn't even respond. And my daughter was like, "I'll go see it if you take me." But other than that, it's not really a big thing. You know sure. what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, good. My kids are woke. So you know, the last night I was doing my thing. This morning I woke up early and I get on Twitter and I'm talking about every single tweet was about how proud people were of this movie, how this movie is a seminal moment. People are going to this movie dressed like the characters. They're going to the movie dressed like the characters. Like, they got on the full costume, the full garb. People are leaving this movie in tears. And I'm like, wait a minute, let's take a step back right here. This is fiction. This is a movie. This is getting a little outrageous. This is going a little bit too far, in my opinion. People not only are dressing up like the characters in this movie, they're going to the movies dressing up like the characters and Coming to America. And I'm like, what the hell is Coming to America have to do with this? But apparently, Coming to America, where were they from? Where were the
some African country. I don't remember.
Yeah, I knew that.
So,
well, I mean, no, you didn't know it? Nobody.
I didn't see some African countries.
Well, what country was it, Jake?
Are you talking about Black Panther's Wakanda?
Yeah, Black Panther's Wakanda. So apparently, they're dressing up like...
Oh, it's a fictional African nation. Yes. Zamunda.
Yes, they're dressing up like... They're dressing up like Coming to America because they're like Zamunda is the neighboring country to Wakanda. And I'm like, oh, no, we're losing it. As a culture, we have to do better. This is a movie, people. Please understand, this is a movie. This is not the March on Washington. This is not the end of Jim Crow. You feel what I'm saying?
You know the president used to be black.
Yeah, exactly. This is not 44 taking the oath. You feel what I'm saying? This is not even Colin Kaepernick. This is a movie. It's fiction.
Isn't this from the mind of Stan Lee?
Well,
Jake?
What? Is the mind of Stan
Lee? Is this from the mind of Stan Lee?
I don't know if he's one of his characters. It wouldn't surprise me. I could look it up. Stan Lee. There's some there.
So.
Yeah, I don't know if everything's Stan Lee.
Yeah.
But so anyway, I agree with you mostly, Corey. Well, first of all, let me tackle like why are we dressing up? Like, go to a Star Wars opening. People dress up for stuff like that.
I understand that.
So people dress up for these movies. Marvel's become huge. But I definitely 100% agree with you on this because my biggest problem with this, and I'm glad you're bringing this up because now I can say it and not just sound like I'm some white guy on radio.
I tell you, I got us all covered.
Okay, so here's my thing. He's not the first black superhero. He's not. He's not even close. Like, how about Will Smith and Hancock? How about Blade
Shift?
Trilogy? No, the Blade Trilogy from Wesley Snipes. So it's like, that's a huge superhero comic book. That's one of the first superheroes. Yeah, Shaq. If people want to ignore that, I think that's why nobody talks about Shaq. But you could go down the list.
Shaft,
hey,
not
how
Shaq.
About... How about right? Catwoman?
Well, Shaft. What are we?
I think he's saying Shaq. Like Shaquille O'Neal. Like he's saying Shaft.
No, Shaft back in the 70s.
Yeah, you're right. You could even put Foxy Brown in that.
Sure. Yeah, so, like, this isn't the first black superhero by far. I mean, like, you talked about Luke Cage on TV, too. That's my issue with it. And, of course, I can't be like you, Corey, this thing. But, like, I'm with you in that fact of, like, why are we celebrating this, like, this is the greatest moment to have a Marvel-led black superhero, like, all this type of stuff, when we've had numerous before. It's just a great superhero movie. Let's just accept it for what it is.
So I'm watching commentary on this, and somebody that I see talking about it, and I actually agree with it, Greg,
was
Ben Shapiro. And I'm finding myself agreeing with Ben Shapiro. And I'm
that,
like...
That dude gets a bad rap. I'm not a big guy. But he really does. He really does. And you really listen to what the guy said. You agreed with him on that.
No, I agree with him. It's like, okay, wait a minute. We're going too far with this movie. To the fact to where people are... Like I said, if it's kids, I give them a pass because... Kids, you know, they don't really know nothing much, you know. At least the kids in our generation, they know, okay, be careful, you know, the cops, you know what I'm saying? And they know, you know, the president may not be our favorite guy, whatever. But other than that, the kids really don't know nothing about it. So this could be a moment for them. And I understand also with the things going on in Washington, people being, you know, more unified about this movie and the culture and stuff like that. But to the point to where this movie is taking over to, like I said, it's not the March on Washington. It's not the end of Jim Crow. There's not 44 getting, inaugurated. This is just a movie. It's fiction. I text Noah. Right? And I'm like, Noah, please tell me you're not going to be going to see this movie tonight. He was like, we had tickets, but we sold them.
StubHub.
Yeah, they sold the damn tickets on StubHub.
Really?
Yeah, they sold the tickets on StubHub.
Well, good. Good for him. I have no
He's like, we had
that.
Capitalism.
We sold the tickets.
Exactly.
Right?
I like it.
My sister, right? So Noah was like, I'm not. He was like, I want to see the movie.
Sure.
But this is becoming like Comic-Con. You know what I'm saying? I text my sister. My sister, on the other hand, who is damn near a judge. She's a referee in New York City. Damn near a judge. She was like, we sold the tickets, but now I'm so upset. I wish we didn't sell the tickets for like double what they bought the damn tickets for. And she was like, I'm going to try to get some tickets for Sunday. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay, well, you got, you know, you have an 8-year-old son. You feel what I'm saying? You know, Mackenzie just turned 4 years old. You got kids, whatever. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. Go take the kids, see the movie. But let's not put this movie in front of like everything. And I'm like, don't go dressed up to the movie. You know what she texted me back? I was going to go see if I could find a dashiki. I'm like, what? You're going to go buy a dashiki to win in this movie?
Because you brought up dashiki, one of the funniest things I ever saw. And my mother-in-law had an African friend that passed. And one day we were on Facebook. Me and my wife was on Facebook. I'm not on it. And my mother-in-law was dressed in a dashiki. And I'm like, why is your mom? And then she explained that she was honoring her friend. But I was like, what the hell is your mom doing?
This is wild. People are dressing up. People are crying. They're leaving the movie
crying. If it's a sense of pride, I'm all for it. I'm nothing against that, you know. If it's something they could take out of that, then they're good.
Let me ask this, Corey. So we finally get a Marvel black superhero,
yeah,
right?
Like, and I think the Marvel and the big Marvel budget is driving it.
Didn't we, Jake? Did we not? I don't think this is Marvel, but didn't we not have a black dude in like Fantastic Four like a year ago?
That was the guy who's actually playing the bad guy in this, Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan. Okay, Michael B. Jordan.
Well, I didn't know Michael B. Jordan was in Fantastic Four.
Yeah, he was the...
He was in the remake. That was terrible.
Yeah, I don't think I've watched any Fantastic Four movies.
All right, so you had a black superhero.
By the way, hold on. Like, to real quick, because he said it. Blade was Marvel. Blade is Marvel.
Oh, okay.
So he's not... Yeah, it's not even the first Marvel. And so is Luke Cage. So let's throw that out.
So I don't get this
thing. I don't understand why is this like... This is like becoming a cultural defining moment. Hell, this ain't even Michael Jackson moonwalking on Motown 25. You know what I'm saying? This is not a culture shifting moment, this movie.
Would this moment be big or bigger than... You know what the other big rumor has been for my entire life, right? When it comes to movies and, and a black guy playing a character.
Now, if what you're about to say does happen, now, that would be
big. That's big. Is that bigger?
I want to hear this.
That would be
that's
big.
That's bigger.
If Idris Elba was to play James Bond.
Correct.
That would
be cool.
Correct.
I don't see why not.
Exactly what I was going to say.
But my thing with that is if Idris Elba plays... See, I kind of am like a realist, even though it's fiction. But James Bond is not a black dude. So
you can have James Bond be a woman. Who cares?
I guess so.
Corey, I don't have a problem with Idris Elba being a black dude and that's not James Bond. I think he's too big for the role. That's my problem.
I mean, to me, Atomic Blonde was like a female James Bond that was better than James Bond.
Okay, maybe awesome, that's what it is. Now, I think Idris Elba playing... Shout out to The Wire. Shout out to Stringer Bell. I think Stringer Bell playing... James Bond. Now that would be like, to me, that would be a bigger deal than this.
Okay, that's my question.
That way. Now I still don't think this is not a moment that's going to shift culture. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I think it's something.
What if Idris Elba played Santa Claus?
Now that would be interesting.
Well, who's the guy that played Santa and Elf? Remember?
Oh,
you're not
yeah.
Santa.
Yeah. But see, the Santa Claus thing is different though. Because with like Thomasine take Kennedy to see Santa Claus, it's always going black Santa Claus. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's never been. Like, never. You know what I mean? That's never happened before. You stand in the mall and you wait on that line and stuff like that. But okay, and Lance Davis makes a good point. LD in the chat says, yeah, but the big deal about Black Panther is the writers, the director, and the actors are all black. So you got the kid Coogler who did Fruitvale Station and Creed, which are two very good movies. Michael B. Jordan was in Creed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he did everything Coogler does. Michael B. Jordan is in. That's his man. I think they grew up together.
Okay.
I think that's his man. That's his homie. Whatever I'm saying. So I look at it that way. So I do get what LD is saying. This is James.
That's what he said.
It's the same thing as like Wonder Woman. It was directed by a female and the whole thing. And it was Wonder Woman in the title, the female lead.
So see, maybe that, okay, I get what Lance Davis is saying in that aspect of it. But LD, I still don't think it's a culture-defining moment, like people crying at the movie theater after the movie is over. People saying they didn't want to leave the theater. I couldn't imagine the rush I had as the movie went off. And I'm just like, you could still get pulled over going home. You do understand this, right? Nothing is going to change.
I did walk out in tears after Dark Knight. You know, I felt like I am Bruce Wayne. And
there you go. Matt Matica showing his sensitive side. So maybe this is a...
Really missed Heath Ledger. He really missed him.
Jaden finally texts me back 4.5 hours later, and my male child, 16-year-old male child, says, yes, he is excited for it. But still, teenage boy.
This isn't Martin Luther King.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's not, like, I understand the excitement about the movie. I get it. But it's not a culture-defining moment. It's more important things to leave the movie theater crying. Why is my sister putting on a damn dashiki to go see the movie? I don't get it. And it kind of worried me a little bit today. People dressing up, grown adults dressing up. Jake is Batman.
What you're saying, Matt?
What we need is Corey to go there in character and have this documented. Right. That's what we really need.
So, why can't Bruce Wayne be black next?
Because he was never black before.
But you can make it anything you want.
It's fiction.
One of the biggest problems with this, everything is held up on race.
Yeah.
And once we finally move past that, I think we'll be a much better country.
I agree. I think it's going to be tough. You know what I'm saying? But this, things like this, stay woke, people. Things like this, these are distractions.
Hey, look.
These are distractions.
Can I?
Alvin Kamara to me is, I don't know what that is.
I'm not touching that. Can I move the conversation to something more serious?
Let's get to something more serious.
And I'm being told, I'm sorry to bring it up. It's all over Twitter, and it's super important. I wanted to really ask you about it, Corey. Because you're the only person sitting at this table with children.
Yeah.
Right? So the reaction of... Well, of course, what happened in Florida earlier this week.
Yeah.
You know, you have two children, obviously, both in school. And there cannot be a more scary thought, I'm sure, in your mind than what you saw, what you read, and all of that, what you heard.
No. That was crazy. Like, I couldn't even watch the footage, you know what I'm saying? Because you tend to worry about stuff like that, you know, whenever you see that a school is going on lockdown or something like that. Because that's not what you send your children to school for, you know what I mean? And,
right.
And it's a shame that these things are happening. Like, you never, like, you know, here in the city, we got, like, the school police and stuff like that. I don't believe they carry weapons, though. But I don't think I want to go as far as to say that we should start arming teachers and having armed security in schools and stuff like that. I just feel like we had to do a better job with this gun culture in the United States. But it is very scary when you see things like this happen. Like, I remember Sandy Hook like it was yesterday.
Sure.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, I remember going to D.C. to go see the kids when Sandy... Well, Kennedy may not have been born yet, or she was just born.
She was born. It was 6 years ago. She was born.
So she was a little girl when Sandy Hook happened. And that was like one of the saddest days of my life. You know what I'm saying? That was crazy, the Sandy Hook thing. And then, Kennedy's in the suburban area where she goes to school at and stuff like that. Jaden is right downtown on Georgia Avenue, right in the middle of the city. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it can go down at any moment right there. And then Jaden is older, and some of these kids are older and stuff like that. So, you worry about stuff like that. He goes to a charter school. She's in the Maryland public school system. But it's like, especially his situation, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. I tend, when you see these things happen, it is very scary with the things that go on in these schools. I wish that these things did not happen. Columbine, all of these. Schools and churches, let's leave that alone.
Yeah, no, I agree with Corey, but I'm the opposite. I do believe they should be armed.
Teachers, too?
If you're not going to have... Teachers don't have to be armed, but at least have armed people there.
Okay.
I mean, why not? We've seen it since, what, 99? This has gone on. The kid that did it, everybody in the school would say jokingly that if anybody was going to come by and do this, it would be him.
Yeah.
A person reported him to the FBI.
The FBI literally just came out a moment ago admitting that protocols were not followed when it came to this.
So there were things in here. I mean, the FBI has kind of dropped the ball on a lot of people, from San Bernardino to the guy on the West Side Highway in the truck to, that can't happen. There was somebody took the time out to report this, and the FBI couldn't find out who this was.
Yeah,
this guy right here was terrible. Real crazy. Like he was shooting, he was shooting at animals and stuff.
Yeah, anybody
like
that kills any kid that's like has a joy of killing animals. That's like always the number one.
Like he was taking sticks and shoving them into rabbit holes to see the blood come up out of it. I'm just like, this young man is something that should have been addressed a long time ago. Same thing with the young dude in Charleston, South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Which obviously that hit close to home too. You know, like spending so much time in that area and stuff like that. But I just look at it. And I just don't think that we should. I don't want.
But it's a different world.
If you
arm,
but I don't think you can arm teachers.
Okay, you don't. I'm not saying arm teachers, but have ex-military on site. Hey, look, it's what it is. The airport never used to be like that. Airport should, to me, I don't know why the airport's not all military. Why do you have TSA? Have military there. The TSA isn't going to protect you.
Okay, so what do you do with churches? You can't. I don't think you should have armed people in churches.
Have somebody outside. There's you look. You know,
the church has security.
See, Jake, that church that got shut up. The people outside pretty much stopped the guy from killing more people.
Jake,
multiple security. They all come from either a military background or private service, or mm-hmm. they're actual, and they do it for free because they're part of the church. But they're all professional.
There's 300 million guns in America. They're not going away. Unless you get them all away from all the criminals first, and then let's have the conversation. And I don't own a gun.
They'll always find a way.
Exactly.
I wasn't getting involved that much just because I have my feelings about it, and I feel like this is one of those subjects that everybody has their stance, one side or the other. And if you're an extreme, I'm not saying you guys are, but if you're mm-hmm. an extreme on either side or the other, you're not going to find a middle ground. I like to try and find middle grounds. I like to have an open discussion. I just don't think you're ever going to get a great discussion for this. I agree with some of the points that all you guys are making. I'm not going to really go too far into it. I was just giving you the comparison for my church, like I said. And, you know, if somebody tried to rush the stage at my church, they're not making it. And so, I mean, you can have legitimate security where it's not like, you know, you have armed guards standing at the front of the church. So that's just a comparison just for.
Okay, I don't know how this works. You know what I mean? I know Charleston was a Wednesday night. That was Bible study. Does your church have security at events like Bible study and stuff like that too?
And they should have, but you're not going to stop that anyway.
That was a pure act of hate that the people took the guy in.
Okay,
they actually took him in.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not going to stop that kind of hate, no matter what.
True.
No. You're really never going to do.
And it's always, people always know the people who are those shooters. I mean, it could not be a Bible study. It could just be people hanging out at a party. That's happened before. It's just that you always hear it more when it's something like that. Hell, Corey, I picked my buddy up from the airport at 1 o'clock last night, and there were 7 dudes walking down the street over a highway in the middle of the night, all looking pretty ticked off. And you're not walking anywhere at 1 o'clock at night if you're not going to do something.
Especially that neighborhood, especially in the area where you're at. Because what city are you in exactly, Jake?
I'm in Virginia Beach, but the airport's in Norfolk, as you know that.
Oh yeah, and then Norfolk is a wild joint. Norfolk, it go down in Norfolk. Virginia Beach is cool though.
I like Virginia Beach.
I like Virginia Beach. My man Rao used to live in Virginia Beach.
You've been down here, Greg?
I have been, yeah. When I was in college, we went to Virginia Beach. We went to Virginia Beach for like a formal weekend. It was awesome.
Did you go to visit the actual beach area? I'm asking like I'm asking because like everybody around here who lives here, like we're always just baffled at the fact that anybody would want to come to Virginia Beach. It's like there's not that much to do around here. The beach is a beach, which you can find in most places. They're actually better. If you like surfing and stuff like that, you shouldn't even really come here. You should go further south. And that's why I was asking. I was just asking if that was part of the reason was to actually be at the beach.
You know what's crazy? Jake obviously lives in Virginia Beach, Matt. He hates the beach.
No, I hate sand.
He hates sand. Sorry.
We don't like sand either.
Why do you say sand?
I do love the beach. But
I love sand.
Like, I'm a person, if I'm by the pool or the beach, I got to be in the water the whole time. I can't be sitting out there baking.
I love being in the water. I love the beach. Awesome.
No, you can like rubberize that whole area all the way down to the water. Then I'll go to the beach a hell of a lot.
I'm not a big beach guy either. But, Greg, what do you think about the school situation?
I didn't want to get into my, you know, personal thoughts when it comes to...
Oh, we all gave our own
Yeah, you think people's going to let you leave?
I didn't jump that much into it. I mean, Greg, you could be the same.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just like... I hate the excuse of 300 million people have guns, 300 million guns, everybody has a gun in America, we can't do anything to stop it. That's like, so we should just keep letting people have guns? We shouldn't put laws in place to stop them. I'm not saying they won't obtain guns anyway. I'm not, because of course you are. If you're wild enough to want to have a school shooting, then you're going to ultimately find a way to get a gun. I am not disputing that fact, but we should make it harder than it is.
I just think there should be protection for these kids. It started at Columbine and it's continued. So
why are we the only country in the world this happens in?
First of all, we are different from everybody else, and for some reason, everybody wants to come here. So, obviously, we're doing something right. That everybody in the world wants to come here.
Sure, but this is not one of the things we're doing right.
Okay, and I'm not saying that we can't make corrections, but I'm also not saying that people don't have the right, especially law-abiding citizens, that carry guns that don't do the wrong thing. There are plenty of criminals out there that are getting guns, and we'll get them no matter what.
Yes, of
course.
There
has to be. I'm with Jake. There's got to be a happy medium. I'm open for a discussion. I'm not saying this is the only way it's got to be, or that's the only way it's got to be.
No, I think it's good. The discussion has to be had because, like you said, when you cut, like, it's the churches and schools, stuff like that, that should not be targets.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the states and cities that have the most strictest gun laws, and the shootings are rampant. Mass shootings pretty much occur every day. We don't talk about. So that's what the strictest gun laws. So it's how you're going to change it. It's got to be somehow, some way. But it's not just the easiest to say stricter gun laws are going to stop shootings, because that is not accurately true.
They're already pretty dang strict to begin with.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've been around hammers before, and they've been illegal ones and stuff like that too, on a couple of different occasions and stuff like that. As you know, as younger and stuff, you know, younger dude, whatever. I got one of my Hatch. You know what I'm saying? Hatch is on probation now. He did 5 years probation. He caught a gun charge in New York City. He was about to go to Rikers Island. You feel what I mean? Mm-hmm. So
it's your closing now, by the way.
Yeah, that's something to celebrate. Not Black Panthers. You know what I'm saying? But
I gotta tell you what, Corey. I went to a gun range. I don't see the appeal in it.
I used to do it. I used to do it when I was
like,
in the...
Whatever.
If I lived in a suburb and stuff, I would have a gun. If I had a house and home and I had a family, I would have a gun.
When we
had a lock and key.
I actually had somebody that came to one of my college classes. It was somebody that was in the police department, actually went through special training from the military and all that type of stuff, and said if you are going to arm yourself with your house, always have a shotgun because kids can't cock it. And it's also, you get the biggest scatter blast.
Yeah. I've seen those, obviously, you know, TJ grandfather, you know, bless his soul, he used to like to hunt. So he would have, you know, stuff like that. You know, he was big into going out there and killing deers and stuff like that. And then he would bring home and cook deer meat. And I'm like, I'm not eating this.
Medicine.
I tell you one thing, though, rabbit is delicious.
Okay, there you go. I just wasn't fooling with none of it. But yeah, but my man Hatch, you know what I'm saying? He caught a gun joint, whatever. He caught a gun charge. He had a pistol, and you know, the cops rolled up on him, and he had a gun he shouldn't have had. He was lucky he did not end up, you know, he didn't have to go, well, he did go to Rikers Island, but we went, not we, but they, you know, he was, got out of Rikers Island, ended up taking it to trial, amazingly, and only getting 5 years probation, but, you know, so that's a situation where he wasn't looking to protect himself, but he wasn't going to do nothing crazy, he just thought he had beef. And then he would do stuff, stupid stuff, like shoot the gun out the window, and I'm like, why are you doing that, you know what I mean? So, but you're right, they can get in the hands of the wrong people, but, like, when it comes to getting in the hands of mentally deranged people, you see what I'm saying? That's what the problem is right there. See, Hatch would have did something stupid on the block, you know what I'm saying? Get himself in trouble. Hatch wasn't going to go, you know, to a school or a church or nothing like that. That's where I think the difference is when it comes to the mental stability of these people.
There you go. There you go.
I lost the YouTube chat. Did Lance Davis have a reply?
I'm not positive on that.
If we're not watching, we might have 6 listeners.
there
you go, right there.
That doesn't mean people aren't going to download them.
No, they'll definitely check it out.
Oh, it's a very popular podcast download, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know it is.
So there's a lot of people going to hear what you have to say.
Oh, that's cool. And the people that's listening, listen, I'm for the culture, but come on now. Stay woke, people. There's more important things than crying at this damn movie, y'all. And I'm going to see the movie, and I think, and you know what? Like I said, it's not going to be no time soon.
Like, are you going to wait until you can get it, like, a copy of it just to watch it?
Now, I want to see this in the theater.
I probably will go see it in the theater.
I also want to see it in IMAX. Like, certain movies,
I'll try to go see it Saturday.
I think you got to... I'll wait for after the opening weekend, maybe, like, next Tuesday or something.
Will you go if they don't have pretzel bites?
If pretzel bites... I'm not going to the theater without pretzel bites. I'll tell you that right now. I'm still pissed off about that.
Obviously, I'm not going to go this weekend because I don't want to deal with it this weekend because I think this weekend is going to be a little bit too much. And next weekend will probably be the same. But maybe... And then
afternoon during the week if you got the time.
You got to pick the right spot.
Yeah, exactly.
It's too much for me because also forget the whole, like, what you're talking about, Corey, just as a whole separate subject. I get annoyed with the people, like, clapping the movie and stuff. Like, they don't hear you.
Yeah.
What the hell are you clapping? Okay,
speaking of that, do you guys... Not with you guys, would hate this. Do you guys clap when your airplane lands?
No.
No.
Who does that?
I don't clap. I make the sign of the cross on my forehead, though.
Oh, I touch the... When I'm bored, I pray... I put my hand on the plane and pray over the
plane. I don't have a problem with people clapping when we land.
Really?
Every time you land, it's a good thing. I mean, it's the most safest thing.
He's doing a job. We'll clap at the end of every show because we're doing our
job. Look, that person, that man or woman, got me from one place to another safely, so I'm happy.
No, I always...
I wasn't driving, I wasn't flying.
So start clapping when you get out of the cab next time, Matt.
Hey, look, I've been in some cab rides.
No, what I do is, like, you know, I pray before I get on the joint, like I have special healing powers in my hand.
No, I always make the sign of a cross before we take off and stuff.
And then when I get off...
Interesting.
And then when I get off, I'll find the dude that flew the plane, and I'll be like, all right, thank you, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm the first one off the plane.
The pilot.
I'm 1A, well, I'm out there.
I don't... Matt, we don't all ride first. I'm 26.
Well,
I'm 26C.
That's JetBlue. I do pay for the extra room.
So I look right back there. I'm like, thanks. And they be like, all right. I be like, my man.
Get caught, by the way, with flights now. They checked out everything. Like, if you fly economy, they don't even tell you that. It's like basic economy now. You don't get to pick your seat. You don't get a bag.
No, yeah, you can't do basic. You can't do basic economy. That's nothing. The thing. You can't do basic.
Yeah, basic economy is like you don't even get overhead bin. You have to only on your feet. And if you check, which this is the weirdest part about it. If you check a bag, it's like $50, which is almost the difference.
They should charge you to put something on the plane. That's what they should do. Instead of checking, you should be able to check bags for free, and they should charge you to put like something in the overbin.
Because
that's the biggest pain.
I agree with that. But you should be able to check a bag for free.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Check it for free, and it would speed things up so much.
Oh, of course it would. Absolutely. I wonder what. That's a really good point.
That is a good idea.
Why don't they do the opposite way?
It seems like they're making a lot of money this way, though.
They really are.
The airlines are making
it. How often do you check a bag? I rarely ever check a bag.
I rarely check a bag.
Like, when I'm going to Vegas, I'm not. I'm going there for a couple of days. So,
I do anything humanly possible not to check a bag.
I'll check it because I don't want the hassle.
I got a backpack for everything I need.
I don't want to be schlepping a bag onto a plane if I don't have to.
Okay, so it doesn't bother me. To me, I'd much rather schlep it on the plane and then not have to wait at baggage claim, not have to go through the thing. I can walk out the plane and walk out the door.
Right. That's the
For me,
thing.
I'll usually go outside. I'll have my cigarette. By the time my cigarette's done, bag is there.
What are you doing when you quit smoking cigarettes?
That's happening. I don't know what.
You keep saying that.
It's coming.
Keep saying it. Yeah, Mythbusters did how the quickest way to board a plane. They did a whole episode about it. It was interesting.
What is
whether
it?
Or not,
what
is it? It's definitely the way that they're doing it right now is the least efficient. But it's actually they were doing it like whether they should go from the back of the plane to the front, they should go from the back and then the inside seats and everything like that. And they found out it's basically there's kind of close ties between just let everybody get on, just whoever steps up first, just let people get on and go pick their seat. Actually, ended up being the best way.
I want to be able to choose. Like with the movie theaters, when I first noticed that, the atrium in L.A., that you could actually pick your seat. I was like, this is odd. And then I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. Because if you get a ticket for opening night and you have your seat, not like you got to wait online.
Yeah.
Or if you have like three people with you.
Get there 2 hours early.
Save seats.
Yeah.
One of the last times I went to the movies, I didn't know it was assigned seats. And I went with this young lady and they made us get up. Because it was somebody's seat, I had no clue, and she cursed the woman out. And I was like, "You'll never go across. I wouldn't take you across the street again with me. You better get away from me, woman." That was wild. But assigned seats at the movies—that's something new.
Speaking of assigned seats, remember that person? Did you send her Happy Valentine's Day yesterday?
No, I did not. That was one of the few people I didn't send Happy Valentine's. You're absolutely correct, Greg. No, I did not. She hit me up this morning too. Like, what you been up to? None of my business. But see, y'all don't remember. You talk about getting on the plane. And with no seat assignments, Air South. When I used to go back and forth to college, Air South from LaGuardia to Columbia was $49, and you get on that joint and you didn't have to pick a seat. You just got on that joint and sat down. It was like Greyhound on wheels.
The only planes I don't like flying are those small little ones. Like if you went from like L.A. to like Palm Springs or something like that.
Yeah. I took a trip.
They're like you have to get up and move to the other side of the plane.
The puddle jumpers.
Yeah, when you gotta get up and move to the other side of the plane, so everything. I'm like, nah, that's not cool.
I took a flight one time from Philadelphia to Newark Airport. Was basically a flight down in Jersey Turnpike. I've never been so scared in my life. I would never do that again.
Prop plane?
It was one of them two-seat. I was like,
propeller, Corey.
A propeller plane. Jake, I'm telling you, I was about to be like, you know what? I'm riding the Greyhound. I was that serious. I'd never do that again.
I think I'd walk for it to the Greyhound.
I don't mind at all. I hate the noise on those. Because you can't, like, sleep because it's just so loud.
It's scary, too.
Nah, it doesn't bother me.
Jake, what are you doing this weekend besides seeing Black Panther?
I got the church group tonight watching the NBA All-Star festivities. Not the game itself, the actual, like, the skill dunks and all that type of stuff.
Next week on Funhouse Friday, we should review
Black Panther.
Lonzo Ball's mixtape.
Look forward to that on Funhouse Friday next week. For Corey Parson, for Matt Modica, and of course, for the all-in kid Jake Seeley, my name is Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Have a great weekend, everybody.